get after it today. And they're coming around the turn. It's Daisy's Choice in the lead. Doesn't I sound like a horse racer announcer there, guys? Anyway, whatever. Let's move on. All right, today on the show, I'm going to talk about something I'm seeing far too much. And I see it online. I see it on stupid social media posts. I see contractors bitching about things. And in short, they're bitching about the fact that their clients are f***ing with them. Okay? Meaning they want discounts. They nitpick your work. They question your contract. They leave you a shitty review. They don't refer you. On and on and on and on. They feel like they got to hold your feet to the fire on everything, and they're just a pain in the ass, okay? They hold the last payments on you, blah, blah, blah. Now, disclaimer, before I get a bunch of messages going, Tom, you don't understand me, okay? I get it, all right? There's a certain percentage of customers that are really bad customers. They're just bad human beings. They wake up, and they just want to make everyone's life miserable that they come in contact with, and you just unfortunately had to be that person that day. All right. But in general, you guys, all these ways that your customers fuck with you, all right, are friendly fire. Like the things that I just shared, like they want discounts. That's actually friendly fire. If they're fucking with you on that, I'm not going to hire you unless you give me another 10% off or whatever it is. Okay. I'm thinking about just recently that, like, talk about pain in the ass customers. Some dude in our Facebook group posted a screenshot that this customer's like, well, Joe or whatever the guy's name was, you know, we ended up getting 14 bids for the project. Okay. Now that person is like extreme piece of shit, right? They're a pain in the ass. All right. So you don't want to work for them anyway. But guys, most of the problems that you're getting, most of the pushback, the problems, the messing with you is preventable. And today I'm going to give you three ways to ensure that you don't get screwed over with these clients. They want to mess with you. Number one. All right. These three things I'm going to share with you real quick might sound really, really simple. Some of you might be like, give me some advanced shit, Tom. Okay. Guys, if you can't block and tackle, you ain't ready for advanced nothing. Okay. And this is blocking and tackling. And this is where I see, because when I respond to these things in these groups and these comments, and I start asking some questions and peeling some things back, you come to realize that most of these issues are the result of not doing the basic things at a high level. Okay. And I promise you, you will be a rich mofo if you just do these things. All right. Number one, communicate in an uncommon way. What does that mean? All right. What it means is you communicate. Okay. You make me feel important as a client. You don't make me wonder what's going to happen next or what's going on. And I got to be a mind reader about what's happening. All right. So I'm going to read a text to you guys of how the common contractor communicates. We recently had some work done. The contractor told my wife the previous week, we're supposed to have the work starting on a Wednesday, told her the previous week that they were going to start on Wednesday. She replied back, great. Keep me in the loop. Send. Okay. A week goes by. Tuesday night. 10:37 p.m. Yeah, 10:37 p.m. I sent a text. Hey, this is Tom Reber. You said Wednesday start date, which is tomorrow. We've got no confirmation from you on a start time. And then I did the emoji that goes, huh? Okay. The text came back a minute later. My guys will arrive between 8:30 and 9:30. That was it. Guys, I like this person. Okay. I like this person. I'm not going to name them, but I like them. They do good work. Okay. But he dropped the ball here. He's communicating like a common contractor. We couldn't be happier with the work they did. Okay. It was great. Neat, clean, done right. Nice crew, blah, blah, blah. Say something about the crew here in a minute. This is how most contractors communicate. You sell a job. This is just one example, by the way. Okay. You sell a job and then the client is wondering what the hell is happening. All right. There should have been a series of texts, emails. You flip that to my Christmas lights, guys. These two 21-year-old kids who did $400,000 in 2 months this winter, by the way. Okay. They communicate the shit out of everything. Hey, I just got done taking a shit and we're going about to jump in the truck and come to your house. Hey, we're 6 minutes away from your house. Okay. He didn't do the poo-poo thing. Okay. Just so you guys know, but they communicated everything with us. Hey, we're going to come, you know, take the lights down, blah, blah, blah. If the dogs are out, please make sure they're in. Guys, they're going above and beyond to communicate. Okay. Well, let me say this about the crew that was here. Great crew, friendly guys, liked them a lot. They knocked on the door. I said, hey guys, what's going on? And that was it. No introductions, no like, hey, I'm so-and-so and this is so-and-so and this is so-and-so. Guys, people want to know who the fuck's coming into the house. Like normal courtesy. Okay. Now they were friendly. They were nice. I have no issue with them, but what I'm saying is they lack the training to really put communication over the edge and make this a strength for them. Okay. So if you want to be an uncommon contractor and quit getting f***ed with by your homeowners, them sending you a text at 10:37 and on Tuesday night, communicate better. Be uncommon. All right. Second thing. All right. Run into the hard things. If you want customers to stop messing with you, don't avoid tough conversations. Okay. If the shipment of supplies or lumber or materials didn't come in, let them know yesterday before instead of tomorrow, if that makes sense. It's no better time than yesterday to communicate with people. When you have to have a tough conversation about scheduling or whatever it might be, or maybe you know that they're pissed off at you, okay? Maybe not even pissed, they're just a little upset with the quality of the work, okay? And you want to talk about it, but you don't call them back right away. Now what happens? They start making up stories in their mind that you don't care, that you're blowing them off, that you're just like all the other contractors in the world. All right? Run into the punch, run into the hard conversations. Don't avoid. Okay. A lot of guys avoid and create problems for themselves because they're chicken to their telephone. They'll get a text. We'll see it in the group. Again, I'm picking on the free Facebook group right now. Hey, this customer said this and blah, 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 blah. How should I respond? Okay. And people that are coached by moi, okay, they'll tell people, go in there, pick up your fucking phone and call them. Pick up the phone. Quit being a pussy about it and pick your phone up. All right. A lot of you guys make things worse because you avoid. Remember, time kills deals, not just on the sales side, but time kills deals in the experience side of things as well. Get your head out of your ass and run into the hard things. Number three, set expectations with your prospects, with your clients. Hey, when we come out, this is what's going to happen, and then fulfill that expectation. Okay. That's why we do like transfer the trust meetings where before a project, we encourage you to go out. Your foreman should go out with the scope of work and they should go room to room. Okay, Mrs. Jones, we're doing this and this, but we're not doing this. Right, right, check. Okay. And when we come here on the first day of the job, blah, 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 we're going to start in this area of the house. We're going to set up a shop area here. You know, is there a place that we can use the bathroom or do we need to get a porta potty or if you're working inside or what? Guys, just pre-plan the shit out of your jobs and set expectations and diffuse the bombs before they blow up in your face later on. And you got a pissed off customer that doesn't want to refer you, doesn't want to pay you or whatever. Meaning if you run into an issue on the project or something that you see is going to be a project, call it time or a problem, call it timeout. Go, hey, listen, we're running into an issue here. And I thought we better get our heads together on this thing because we're going to have to make a decision one way or the other. If I don't do this, this and this, blah, 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 because this was unforeseen. Here's some problems that you're going to have down the road. If we do deal with it, it's going to be another $3,500. So do you want to make this right or do you want to roll the dice? Okay, then get that in writing. But guys, and this kind of ties into number two, running into the hard things, but you must set expectations. People don't live, prospects, clients don't live in your world every day. They don't know how things work on a job site. They don't know what to expect. They don't know, what do I do with my kids and my pets and things like that in between, you know, when your crew is here and there's tools laying around. Like, guys, hopefully this makes sense. So much of the shit that you're dealing with on the back end of pissed off clients is because you are failing to set expectations up front. So if you want people to stop fucking with you, all right, you want your clients to stop fucking with you, get your shit together. Okay. Communicate in an uncommon way, run into the hard things. Okay. Don't be an avoider. Don't be a wuss about it and set expectations and have these conversations and fulfill the expectations that you set. It's really that simple. And then people will leave you alone. You'll be a joy to work with. You'll be an uncommon contractor that they can't wait to share with their friends. So guys, appreciate you hanging with us here today. Go to thecontractorfight.com to learn more about how to be an uncommon contractor and not be, you know, just the mediocre one that isn't really remarkable to anybody. All right. Never gets referred and gets f***ed with all the time by their clients. Go to thecontractorfight.com. Check that out. Share this with another contractor. Give us a rating. Give us a review. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out of here.